All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. DeWired Christians is here for a second appearance on the show. He says, but will he fix the door? You notice, the camera doesn't show the door. Okay, look, just so you understand, DeWired Christian. These things take time. Hang on, I got a phone call.
Donald Trump, you're my favorite president. How you doing? How's the ear? Nothing like that. It's terrible. Terrible, big fraud. I thought we had something going on.
Sir, I'm sorry. I started talking to you, and I thought you were on the air, but you weren't on, but now you are. So is it a surprise to you that the technology kind of betrayed me again, sir?
It's so typical to be a shit show on the Big Fraud Show. Total shit show. I don't even know if you understand technology because it's so terrible. I mean, it's a phone call. Don't tell me I'm like mic'd up to the phone or something. You don't have a phone line system or something like that?
Of course not. Of course not.
Christ, Big Fraud. I mean, I don't hear from you because Comrade Kamala, you're probably masturbating to images of her, the socialist darling, aren't you, Big Fraud?
She is beautiful, sir, I have to admit. I think she's very, very pretty.
You probably love the prettiness. I mean, we all love the prettiness, but she's going to push total extreme left policies.
Right.
It's going to go economy down, folks. Academy down.
What did you think of Governor Whitmer from, she's that lady from Michigan at the Democratic National Convention, sir?
Oh, I thought it was terrible, actually. She went up there and it was so rehearsed. It was so terrible. She's got no showmanship. I've always said that. Big Gretch, she's got it's very fake. It's the delivery. The delivery is so insincere. Don't you think so, Big Fraud?
No.
I mean, the dress was fantastic. I mean, let's talk about that. But, I mean, the entire delivery was terrible.
Sir, how are you feeling? I mean, you got shot in the face. You're still, I don't know. I mean, it's weird to me. It seems like you should have all the momentum, but I don't know if you do.
I've got more momentum than you would believe. I mean, look at nasty Obama and his comments. Obama's always back at it. It's terrible, folks. He's talking about me because he misses the spotlight. It's so sad, so sad. He throws his little digs, but remember, Big Fraud, it's just because he's jealous about our big, beautiful crowds. Big, beautiful crowds. That's the truth. I mean, look at my crowds. They're tremendous. I've been all over Michigan campaigning. It's tremendous. It's tremendous, actually. The crowds, they're so large. Yeah. Probably the largest ever, actually.
Well, sir, I mean, here we are. We're getting into September. So is this considered like the home stretch for you? And how are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling fantastic. I think if you were to drive around in your automobile, Big Fraud, you would see more Trump than probably anyone else there. Trump campaign flags everywhere. Everyone loves the Trump. It's like, it's going to win so big. And if we don't, we know this is so rigged, folks. They're trying to steal it. Look, they put more charges against me yesterday. It's terrible.
Yeah, I did see that.
We must protect our democracy.
I don't think anybody cares, though, about the whole charges.
Oh, they're totally fake. They're fake. It's a witch hunt because it's so true. I'll tell you what, when I win election in November, which we're going to win so big, we're going to landslide. You wouldn't believe. We'll never have to vote again, Big Fraud. You'll never have to go to the polls again. Most Americans agree that there's no reason to vote. I mean, it's a total waste of time. Nobody wants to do it.
That was a great comment. I when I heard that, I knew that everybody was going to lose their shit. So, you know, that was something to see for sure.
Voting is totally overrated, actually, because most people, they go to the polls, Big Fraud. They don't know. They don't know what they're picking. They don't know these people. They know they like Trump. They know that they like Trump, and they want to select Trump, and they select Trump, and that's all they need to do. When we move into the future, you're going to love it because we're never going to have to do that crap again. It's going to be so big. And under my watch, by the way, the economy will be the best economy ever. We had such a great economy, didn't we, folks? Stocks will be up, unemployment down, Big Fraud. Look at it right now. It's a disaster because Comrade Kamala, or Cackling Kamala. I'm still workshopping the name. Cackling Kamala loves the Biden economy. She loves it, and she's our border czar. She did such terrible things to our border, big fraud.
Sir, I want to talk about J.D. Vance. You cannot be happy with this guy. He's kind of a pile of shit, sir.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, big fraud. He's a fantastic guy. I mean, what do you want out of a vice president? We don't want much, because it's all about me, folks. Look, it's our border that is such a mess, because Comrade Kamala, she's letting the criminals and drug people pour in. We need that wall probably better than ever, bigger than ever even.
I don't know about that, sir. You know, 2.5 million people come in, and sure, you're bound to get somebody who's going to do some murdering, but for the most part, don't you think that these are all just people trying to find a better life?
I don't know about that, big fraud, because it's so obvious that Cackling Kamala is turning our border into a welcome mat for these trash heaps, these criminals. It's not going to happen on my watch, big fraud. We're going to clean it up, probably better than ever. Concentration camps, you name it. It's tremendous.
Did you just suggest concentration camps for the Mexicans?
Well, I mean, when Roosevelt did it, I mean, he was a Democrat. Nobody gave him crap. He put the Japs in the concentration camps. I think Sulu was in a concentration camp. You know, the guy that played Sulu on Star Trek?
Yes.
I think he was in a concentration. Look at him. He's fine. He's totally fine.
I don't think they called him concentration. I think they were called internment.
Whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's a camp where we're putting so many people, big fraud. We're going to take care of the problem.
All right.
I've always said it. You have to take care of the problem. Look, we are no longer the most respected country in the world. Look what Biden has done to this country. Uh-huh. We must totally get China and North Korea back in check. Biden's mess in Afghanistan, it's embarrassing. We'll fix it. We'll show them real leadership.
All right. Well, sir, I appreciate the time as always. Sorry about the, you know me, I've been struggling with my technology here, but I appreciate you for being patient.
Well, it's tremendous, actually, because I think we've got a great opportunity in the coming months, big fraud. Most of your audience are loyal patriots, and I think they want to hear from the president. People say, big fraudy, you want to steer clear of him. He's a total piece of shit. Don't go up to him. He's not good people. He's a Democrat. He's not good. I say, I don't know. I think he's got talent. Maybe better than most, actually. Okay. I see a lot of potential in you, big fraud.
Can you say hello to Kid Chris? He's my new radio friend, sir.
Caged Chris?
No,
is that what
no.
you said?
No, Kid Chris. Kid Chris is his name.
Cap Chris, that's right. I've still got hearing problems, big fraud, by the way. I can't hear you, so I'm just going to say Cap Chris. He's a great radio friend. Tremendous, actually, when you think about it. I don't know. Is that what you want? I mean,
I
do cameos. I probably make more money in cameo than you, by the way.
Yeah,
I think
probably.
You get cameo. Is that what I understand?
Yeah, cameo. That's right. $20, sir.
What's the last thing you've done on Cameo, big fraud? Are you doing successful things there?
No. I probably do one every 3 or 4 months.
That's terrible. I mean, I'm doing one probably every couple minutes. I mean, I'm selling gold sneakers. I'm selling things you wouldn't believe,
yeah,
big fraud. I'm making so much money. I'm a billionaire, big fraud. You can't just sit on your ass. I thought you understood this, because you work harder than maybe anyone, because you have to keep working. You have to constantly be moving.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Make
nobody
a dime in this world.
Yeah, but no one cares. They're not really interested in me, sir.
You gotta make them interested. What do you think? Do you think I built this empire on shit? I sat around. I did wonderful things, big brother.
Right.
You know this. I mean, look at you. You're a former washed-up, nationally syndicated radio jock. I mean, a poverty shock jock, even. I think if you think about it, there's a lot of potential in you.
Sir, I can't thank you enough for the time, but I got to go.
Big fraud, it's tremendous. Thank you for having me on the program. I'll be here all until the election, so we have so much to talk about. I've got wonderful things. You could have a debate if you wanted to.
Yeah,
whatever you want, I'm totally open to it, big bud.
Yeah, I think I got to go, sir. I don't want to cut you off.
Listen, my crowds are the biggest crowds you've ever seen. They say in the real polls, and look, we're winning big. Every rally, it's a sea of true patriots, big fraud. The media would not show you this. But where the movement in America needs to be is totally with these crowds, probably the biggest crowds. And our border is so not secure.
Okay.
And under my watch, the economy is probably going to be the best economy.
Okay.
You're going to make so much money, Big Fraud.
Okay.
And look, the price for groceries, I understand America is hurting so badly with the Bidenflation. Terrible.
Okay.
And that's what tackling Kamala, she's going to continue those policies.
Sir, I'm going to hang up on you if you don't stop.
She's totally going to continue these policies. They're terrible policies.
Yeah.
I mean, roast beef and things like that, they're terrible prices. We got to totally move in the right direction.
Sir.
We have to lower these things.
Sir, I'm going to hang up
on
you.
Listen, it's not going to happen on that watch. You got to vote, folks.
Okay.
You got to vote with your conscience. Donald Trump, and you'll never vote again. You're never going to vote again, folks.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you. What the fuck? What an asshole. Thank you for checking out the show on Facebook and YouTube. I'm going to cut you off, though, you folks that are on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you so much for being here. Check out my Patreon. 7 days free. And reach out to me on Cameo. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Facebook and Twitch. Brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. This Wednesday edition of the show, thanks to Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, the aforementioned Irvine's. You can reach out to them at 616-532-6600. They are amazing. And get your vehicles repaired at Irvine's. Any car, including hybrids and H... I'm sorry. Including hybrids and H... Why am I saying H? EVs. I don't know what the fuck my problem is. 616-532-6600 online at Irvines.com. That's ervines.com. ervines.com. Ready to go with TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. If you want to book an event for your group, maybe the neighborhood kids want to get together, the dad squad, the mom squad, bachelor party, workplace team building, TC Paintball in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Got an insurance sponsor. That would be Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Get more information at buyinsurancehere.com. If you are without health care, what are you doing? Okay, now anybody can go to healthcare.com and fill out the information, but it's a pain in the ass. And you could mess it up. Just reach out to Frank, and he will guide you every step of the way. Everything Frank does not cost you a penny. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for details on a policy. Not to mention life insurance, car insurance, you name it. What the fuck am I talking about? Okay, I wrote ugly bitch, and I wrote Trump, and I wrote Bosco's. So, there's been a lot of talk lately on the show about Bosco's Pub. And I got an email from Logan. And he says he's moving to the Hudsonville area. And he reached out about wanting to work there. Easy, late listen to the podcast, but I'm moving closer to Hudsonville this week and I'm looking for a second job. I've heard the stories and I'm not afraid of being yelled at by Doug. Put in a good word if you can. Now, I don't take that shit lightly because I believe that I am the only person that can survive the kitchen. Smoke Show got fired after a week. As Fuck is in there right now. And I don't know how long As Fuck is going to last. I wrote back, Logan, what would you like to do there? do you have any kitchen experience? Now, the reason why that's important, it's the environment. It's pressure cooker. If you are working in a restaurant and it's not high intensity, something is wrong. And it's also a known fact that whoever is the number one in the kitchen is a cock. So Doug fits that description. So if you're in there and you don't respond well to high-pressure situations, you have no business being in a kitchen. None whatsoever. And can you think on your feet? Are you quick to adapt? And are you fast? Because if you're slow, you're fucked. Doug's the type that if I see there's a very limited space in the kitchen, and if I happen to be in his way and I don't know that he's okay, if he's at the grill and he has a burger on a spatula and he's gonna swing around and put it on the bun on the burger that I've assembled, all he has to do is put the meat down on the heel of the bun and then that's it. Okay, so if he swings around and I'm there doing my job, you know what he says? Get the fuck out of the way. And I'm like, oh, okay. I don't speak. I don't ever smart off to him. I just keep my mouth shut. It's all wasted energy. I am superior to him on an intellectual level. Okay? Much smarter than he is. So if you think you can handle that shit, Logan, by all means. Chris says high pressure doesn't mean you have to treat people poorly. Correct. But that is not changing. Okay? That is not going to change. Again, that is why there is only one soul strong enough to withstand the kitchen. And that is your old pal EZ. Rebecca says he's going to end up having a heart attack. Yeah, I don't know. I stay in my lane. If Doug starts snapping at me, I just go, oh, okay. And then I think to myself, you got a hot tub. You got no worries. You have a hot tub. You got a fucked up RV. Fuck him. It's fine. Dwyer Christian says, I worked the night shift at Denny's and slept when there was downtime. Donut Dan says you have to have ADHD to do well in the kitchen. Maybe that's why I thrive. Maureen says, is as fuck the one you called Becky for a story the other day? Yeah, that's as fuck. I think that's as fuck. And I said to Doug, I go, Why do you call this person as fuck? Dumb as fuck. Slow as fuck. Like, God damn, Doug. Chris says, I was going to ask about getting a job there when I was laid off, but never got around to it. Yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe. I tell everybody. He pays well. He pays a good wage. But... you know, you gotta have a thick skin. He doesn't bug me. And I know that when he snaps at me, it's harmless. And most people these days, under 40, don't respond well to that. Because you're all pussies. Every one of you, more than likely, is a huge pussy. And you just can't take it. And your little heart is going to go, oh, oh. So because you're all a bunch of pussies, this probably won't work. Now, Chris, I believe, is over 40. But if you get into the pressure cooker over there and fucking Doug starts freaking out and you go, yeah, well, fuck you. I'm gone. What the fuck are you doing? You dumb dick. Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Thanks to Chris D for, as always, sending off some great videos. Dwyer Christian says, my granddads grew up during the Depression and went to World War II. God bless them. This is a video of a fight. Looks like a Denver Broncos game. The dude with the beer is going to taunt the young guy. Now, the young guy looks like he weighs 100 and nothing. So in order for the punches to hurt, he's going to have to throw it quite hard. He's not really going to get anything behind it, I'm guessing. See, the guy with the beer in his hand, the point of this video is his beer control. Look at this dude's beer control. Okay. So then he punches him in the face. He punches him in the face, and then the other guy jumps in. Shitty look at the video. You got another guy jumping in. So now two little shits are punching him repeatedly, and I'm not sure how much those punches are hurting. He's taking flush punches, and it looks like he's just kind of shaking them off. Those two dudes weigh a combined 200 pounds. Uh, Been meaning to play the video of this chick fight. This is from the world of soccer. Now, this is one of the combatants right here. Now, when I saw this chick, I was like, damn, she looks powerful. Just her, you know, her stature. Big shoulders, big legs. This is post-fight. Watch this fight. It's not the best video. Rutgers taking on Massachusetts. There's no audio to it. I don't think. No, there's no. Okay, here she is. She's fixing her hair. She's tying it up. Okay, so she's right here. She slide tackles this chick. Okay, and I don't know if that was a clean tackle or not. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But another chick's going to take exception to it. She's fixing her hair. She's like, all right, I just got in a fight. And then they're going to show the replay. Here she goes. Slide tackle. Other chick runs in and says, hey, knock it off, and starts pushing her. Now watch. Watch number two, the chick in the red, throw this chick down like a rag doll. Grabs her and then bam. And then punches. That's a good scrap there. I can live with that. Very, very cool. No foul. The ball's in play. All right. This is Mike Pereira. He is the rules official for the NFL Network. They're going to go to him to get his input on some preseason game. He's on camera. He's on TV. He doesn't even know it. Watch what he does. Okay. So someone off camera does something, and he shows sex tongue. What the fuck? Now, if this is Mrs. Pereira doing something, then whatever, you know? But let's say Mrs. Pereira is not with Mr. Pereira, and this happens. She's like, who were you giving sex tongue to? That's creepy. That is gross. I love this. At the Lions game the other day, the guy has a TJ Hockenson jersey, doesn't play with the Lions anymore. So he put dash Tua next to Hawk, this guy. That's awesome. Folks still are now saying, her 5 minutes of fame is up. Well, of course her 5 minutes of fame is up. I don't know why anybody even hated on her. Why would anybody hate on Hawk Tua? I'm a fan. I thought she was great. She just seems to have a lot of fun. Way too young for me, though. All right. Let's see. Before we continue, we had a local story where some chick was being arrested, and she somehow wiggled out of the cuffs, jumped into the front seat of the police cruiser, and took off like a bat out of hell. Body camera footage showed a trooper approaching Courtney Morey. Now, she is in an area of Michigan north of a town called Ravenna. And let me just tell you, there is a hard living line there. If you are in that area of Michigan, more than likely, you're a fucking redneck. And when you see this chick on this, body cam footage, you will know that she is a piece of shit. The cop approached this chick. She was sitting on the ground and she was upset. I stopped next to her and observed she was extremely emotional, yelling and crying. The trooper told her she was under arrest for assault. I guess it was a domestic call. She had put her hands on somebody in the household. And that's where the shit started to get fucking weird. put your hands behind her back. She refused to do so, and she even lit a cigarette from the ground. Now, this woman on the ground is more powerful than the female cop that's trying to arrest her. And I think that this is a real concern when it comes to policing. With all due respect, if you are going to hire a female, you're going to have to hire a female who is, if they don't have the strength of a man, they need to make up for it with aggressive nature or hand-to-hand combat or be willing to shoot someone. Because this fiasco took place because this woman who she was trying to arrest was stronger than the cop. So you got a one-on-one scenario. You got a cop who's taking on drunk bitch who lives north of the hard living line. She's stronger than three orangutans. You can't do that. And people say, well, yeah, but it's equal rights. It's like, well, yeah, I know, but it's also a matter of safety. And if you're a cop that doesn't have the ability to withstand that type of fight, you might have to be like a traffic cop or something where you're not involved where this could happen, because it was very likely, well, it's very possible that this bitch on the ground could have gotten the cop's weapon or taser, incapacitated the cop. Fuck. The idiot stole the police car. Cops often don't cuff girls like they cuff guys, and because that they are not tight enough, they can slip out of the cuffs. Donut Dan, of course, is a retired cop. He's shot dozens of people in his time. I'm kidding. I don't know. You may have. I don't know. Mediocrity Dave says that this chick embodies the hard living line. Let's get to the video. Boy, that's a long bit of dash cam footage. That's not the one that I wanted. Oh, shit. Okay. Hilarious. Cringe of the week material right there. I'll be back. I have had just absolutely god-awful luck in figuring out what I'm doing on a tech standpoint. And I know you're like, this is a broken record, Easy. Yeah, tell me about it. I know. I'm feeling it. This is a little much for me. The difference is old Eric would have thrown himself on the ground and had a temper tantrum. I would be lying if I told you that I'm comfortable with what the fuck I am doing right now. But I'm not. There is no question. I'm not. Let me just do this. I'm going to give up on the other story because that didn't go the way I wanted it to. So I'm going to try this one. The local zoo had some guy working there. And he's the guy that is supposed to clean shit up. You know, like... whatever. Pick up all the garbage, take shit out, and dump it, you know, garbage cans. That's his job. But what he did was, on his dustpan, he, you know, like it's one of those ones with a handle, and he's like, he makes a pile, and then he comes up to the pile of shit and sweeps it in there and then throws it away. He came up with a brilliant idea where he could put his cell phone in the actual dustpan with it pointed up, and then he would roll a recording, and he would go up to people, and they'd be standing there minding their own business, like a woman or whatever, and then he would use it for an upskirt. He's trying to get upskirt shots. Like, no one is going to notice that you're standing right next to someone. And no one's going to notice that you have a fucking cell phone on there and you're recording video. Uh, Christian says, oh, no, does he know about the internet? Yeah, but, you know, some of these weirdos, this is the way they get off. Like, they can't jizz unless, and it gets worse. It gets worse on this story. Okay, let's let my local news channel explain this to us, and you can...
We're learning that a former worker at the John Ball Zoo is facing charges for allegedly taking inappropriate pictures this summer of a child visiting the zoo.
News 8's Amanda Porter has more on what we are learning from court documents.
Grand Rapids police responded to John Ball Zoo on June 21st this year concerning an employee allegedly recording up women's skirts. Officers took statements from two female victims who were at the zoo on a work trip. The affidavit of probable cause shows Stephen Edward Pook followed several women in the park. Pook allegedly had a cell phone inside of a dustpan he carried. A member from the work trip observed a cell phone with active video recording in the dustpan carried by Pook. An HR manager was notified. The two victims told police they were by the otter exhibit when Pook approached and allegedly held a broom and a dustpan at their feet. Pook denied the allegations, showing officers his phone and giving them the screen unlock passcode. His phone was seized pending investigation, and he was fired. A search warrant for Pook's phone revealed 8 inappropriate videos dated between June 17th and June 21st of varying length.
Okay, hold on. So they said, let's see your phone. He goes, yeah, take it. Here's the passcode. I mean, if there's upskirt photos on there, movies... I mean, the only acceptable thing to do in this spot is either run or break the phone, throw it in the water, throw it a mile, whatever. Give it to the eagle to fly away with. Do something, but don't give them the phone and say, here's my passcode.
Court documents say Pook recorded inappropriate video of children, even allegedly walking up to one child and her guardian, asking her a question to entice her into other movements. Pook was
asking her a question to entice her to do other movements. Is he like, hey, do you know how to do the hokey pokey? How about the Macarena? While he's got the dustpan with the camera looking up the kids. Ugh.
Arrested last week and bonded out of jail. He's expected back in court September 3rd. Amanda Porter, wow. News 8.
Boy, the lengths people will go to. This is part of what I've talked about before. Technology has made it so that people like this will actually do something dumb and get busted. My God. Corey says it sucks. Dean needs to find another job. No, that was not boring Dean. That was a guy with the last name of Pooks. Jeremy said, is his name Poop? No, it's Pooks. Damn it, Mr. Poop. With a name like that, we thought we could trust you. Chris says, I like to picture a 35mm film camera with a flash strapped to the dustpan. Donut Dan says maybe he'll apply at Bosco's when paroled. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that'll happen. Oh my God. Well, anyway, there you go. That is got to be a candidate for asshole of the day. In my opinion, great potential there for asshole of the day. I'm going to finish the show up with the asshole of the day. I apologize again for what the fuck's been going on, but, it's a lot of this stuff it's in my control, but I don't have control of it. Let me just say that. That's the best way to describe it. Thank you to Berlin Raceway, online at berlinraceway.com. Get your tickets for the upcoming races. You can find out more information at berlinraceway.com. $14 a ticket, 15 and under free. Parking is free. Bring in a cooler with all your snacks, and you are good to go. Joe Martinez from A&E Heating and Cooling reminds you that we are getting that much closer to the heating season where you can get a free tune-up and diagnostic service on your furnace. If you call right now and schedule 616-516-8579, if you haven't taken advantage of this in the last 2 years, if you have, go ahead and pay it anyway because you want to get that thing tuned up. If you get just the tune-up at $79, Tune-up and diagnostics is $145. You can just pay that out of your pocket. Or if you haven't done this in the last 2 years, DTE will pay for that, so it's 100% free. All from A&E Heating and Cooling. The King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. They've got three locations. Thank you to Adam Balboa for heading over to the Northland Drive location yesterday and getting a haircut. You can also check them out in Caledonia and in Wyoming, Michigan. They're hiring, too. If you cut hair and you want information on your next big job, head over to King's Room Barbershop, making people look like kings. Men look like kings for the last 50 years. Haircut will set you back $19. And finally, buy now, refinance later with Van Dyke Mortgage. You're so awesome. 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later from anywhere in the United States. That is what they do with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Asshole of the day today. Got a nomination for my equipment. I can appreciate that. But instead, it's going to be the guy taking the upskirts. That's goddamn horrible. That is your TC Paintball Asshole of the Day right here, right now on the show. I will regroup, try to get my bugs worked out of my system, and come back with a Patreon bonus podcast in mere moments. Thank you, as always. Till next time, thank you, folks, and bye-bye.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.